Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Zvachim Daf Tes. We begin seven lines off the bottom of the top of the Yomit. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abin Omar. So back to the halacha of the Korban Pesach. Interesting halacha. Although a Korban Pesach in its right time, Erev Pesach afternoon, must be done with the proper Lishma. Anything else makes it possible. But if it's expired, if it's a week later, it's a Moisar HaPesach, leftover Korban Pesach. Suppose he had it lost and he replaced it, and now he finds the old one. Leftover, unneeded. We learned from a Pasuk yesterday that in that case, it has similar halachas to a shlamim. It requires the elements that accompany a shlamim. The sachem, right? The oil, the wine, smicha, you lean on it. For all practical purposes, it reverts into a shlamim. In which case, even if he did the shchita shalai gishma, it's kosher, just like by a shlamim. If it's processed shalai gishma, it's still kosher. And the question we left off was, why only shlamim? Suppose he had in mind oila. Let it turn into an oila. Suppose he had in mind chatas, asham. Why only shlamim? So he gave one answer yesterday. Here comes another one. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abin Amar, he says like this. You know why? This expired Korban Pesach converts into a shlamim. Because a shlamim is in the same category of karbanos as a Korban Pesach. They're both kachim kalim, the lighter form of karbanos, as opposed to oila, chatas, asham, which are considered part of the higher category, kachay kadar, more holy karbanos. Different types, and therefore, it won't convert into those. We push over, so to speak, we allow the Korban Pesach, which is a kachim kalim, to convert to something of similar nature. Eitzel kachim kalim, we push it with the other kachim kalim. Vendechen kachim kalim, eitzel kachim kachim, as opposed to having the kachim kalim join a category which is much different than itself. Kachim kadashim, like oilu chatas unashim. That explains why it turns into a shlam. Maskevlo Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Savran, have a question, he says. We have other examples of kachim kalim that should be considered candidates as well. Ema, why can't we say shachta l'shem masr l'have a masr? Suppose he did a shchita on this moisar ha-pesach for the sake of a masr. We're talking about masr behema, the carbon, the tenth animal. He had that in mind. L'have a masr. Let it turn into masr behema, because here's another kachim kalim similar to Pesach. What would be the point of considering this Maisar Pesach as Master Behemah? What happens? What change occurs? Well, it assumes the status of Master Behemah with all its ramifications. For instance, Le'ibayin Nesachem, in contrast to Shlamim, which needs Nesachem, the oil and the wine. Master Behemah doesn't. Ule Milka Le'ibayin. Likewise, if he decides to sell it or redeem it, you're not allowed to. Just like by Master Behemoth, says, Lo Yigayel. So it should assume that status. The answer is Amakra. The Pasuk by Master says, only their actual Master can be Master. No imitations. Ha'asiri, the tenth animal is Kodesh. Zeh. Only the tenth is Master. Nobody else can take his place. Vein Acher Master. Okay. Eima Shacht, L'shem B'chor, L'have B'chor. But perhaps, if he shechts the expired Pesach, for the sake of Bechor, the firstborn kosher animal, let it turn into a Bechor. Regarding what? Ma'ivach has pertaining to what? Lugli bayin Nesachim. It shouldn't need Nesachim. In contrast to a Shlamim that needs Nesachim. Inami or to list the Kehanim. Just like a Bechor is given to the Kehanim, it's a gift to the Kehanim. Likewise, this too should be given to the Kehanim. The answer is again, Bechor does not allow for imitations. Bechor nami, avora, avora. Because by Bechor it says the Lashon of Yavor, by Maser, Havarta, but Master says Yavar, so Avor, Avor connects the two. The Master comes, he learns Bechor from Master, just like Bechor. No imitations, likewise, Master. You still have another option. Ve'im Shachta L'shem Tmura, L'have a Tmura. He takes this expired Korban Pesach, does a Shechita for the sake of a Tmura, I want it to be a Tmura. Tmura is typically like a copy of a Korban. he has an oil before him, he says, this second animal should be like a copy of the oil. A certain type of, you know, status. So let the carbon Pesach, which was shechted for tmura's sake, turn into a tmura. Pertaining to what? L'may ha'chasam, l'milka alei. The fellow who does it gets malchus. He's not allowed to make a tmura. Inami, alternatively, l'meikam alei. He should be liable to the lav, but lo yimachar lo yigoyel if he sells it. Same thing to that, because we don't find that by a tmura there is a lav of lo. Okay, in any case, why can't it turn into a tmura? Amamar zutra beder Rav Nachman makro. The pasuk says no. A tmura is only if it's really a tmura. V'hayahu tmura asoy. Only the unholy animal, mundane animal, which is turned into a tmura from a kodesh animal, becomes a tmura. Only that's tmura, zu tmura. Ve'nacha tmura, you can't, you know, manufacture an artificial tmura. So it doesn't work. Asks the Gemara one more question. What about a toida? Ve'ema, we can say shachti l'shem toida. If he took this carbon Pesach, did the shechita for the sake of a toida, let it turn into a toida. L'may yachas are pertaining to what? Latina lechem, to require the breads. Just like a toida needs bread, this too needs bread. As answers the Gemara, you can't suggest that it will require breads. How can you have a situation? The Pesach Gufi. The actual original Karban Pesach in its right time, Loi Boy Lechem doesn't have bread requirements. Umaysora Boy Lechem and the leftovers, unneeded Karban Pesach, should require bread. How could the leftover be more strict than the original? So you can't suggest that it turns into a Toida with the bread requirements. Yachi Ashtanami, if that's the case. Then here as well, you're telling me it turns into a shlamim. Well, a shlamim has additional components unfound in a carbon Pesach. So you're pretty much upgrading the leftover carbon Pesach to a higher level than the original. How can you have a situation in the Pesach? The original carbon Pesach doesn't have nesachim that accompany the carbon Pesach, you know, the oil, the wine. The leftover expired carbon Pesach will adopt that requirement. Once it turns into a shlame, says the Gemara, Anan hachi kamrinan. Let's rephrase our previous response to your question, why can't it turn into a toida? Well, it can't have bread requirements. The point was a bit different. Mi kamidi, how can you have a situation? The moisar toida atzma loy baylech. Let's focus on the Toida family. The initial, original, actual Karban Toida needs lechem, but Moisar Toida. Suppose there's an extra Karban Toida around. He was mafresh, an extra one, just in case, you know, one gets lost. So the second unneeded Karban Toida does not have bread requirements. So even though it's a copy of the actual original, Vilu Moisar Da'is L'ma'alma, but a left, and certainly, are you going to tell me that a leftover, which came from elsewhere, i.e. this leftover carbon Pesach, which is now going to be sort of converted into a Moisar Toida. So he's sort of two steps removed. Not only is he not the original carbon Toida or a copy of it, he's sort of an external visitor to the carbon Toida family. Boy Lechem will have bread requirements, inconceivable. That's what we meant to say. So this explains why you can't suggest that a leftover carbon Pesach will turn into a Toida if shechted accordingly and will require breads, unlikely. What, yeah? Turn into a shlame. With all its, you know, components. Mask of the Rav Yema, Breda Rav Hillel. I have a question. On your source, let's go back to the original source, which we discussed yesterday. Avod Shmuel tells us, how do we know that a leftover from Pesach turns into a shlame? V'imminat soin karbonoi lezevach shlame l'ashem. Something which originally came from tzoyin. Tzoyin are light animals, such as a Karban Pesach, which is sourced from either sheep or goats. If it's unneeded, it turns into a Zevach Shlam. We might be Moisar Pesach Ksiv. How do we know? It relates to a leftover Karban Pesach. Maybe it's relating to a leftover Karban Hashem, which also comes from tzoyin, from light animals. And the lach will be, if it's unneeded, it turns into a Shlam. Right, so if you have a mind it's shlamim, then it's kosher. But otherwise, it's going to stay an asham, and an asham, if it's left over, not needed, it's possible, you know, to shecht it for an asham. So maybe that's the point of the pasuk. Then an asham can convert into a shlamim, not a pesach into a shlamim, a marava, a makra. Take a close look at the wording of the pasuk, which will tell you that it's a carbon pesach only. It's something that can be sourced from all types of light animals. We only have one candidate for that, carbon pesach, which can come from sheep or goats, as opposed to an asham, which doesn't come from goats. Dovra shave b'chol atzayin, something that can come from all light animals. Min atzayin, all the atzayin. That's only a carbon pesach. Mask of the Rabbi Avin Bar Chi, I have a question. Some say Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. You know, typically, min is an exclusionary term, not an inclusive term, as you're telling me. B'chol asr, typically, at amart, you tell me, at amr's min lahitzi, the word min excludes, limits. V'kan min l'rab is here. The word min is full coverage. All types. Amar Rabbi Man Yochanan here as well. Min lahitzi, the word min does have exclusionary properties to it, because not covering all types of tzayin. There are some exceptions. Carbon pesach can come from sheep and goats, you're right. But only up until, you know, a certain age. Only if it's zachar. So there are some exclusionary elements to it as well. So on the one hand, it covers all types of tzayin, but with exceptions. L'yaseh ben shtei shanim. Once it's past the year, it's not going to be kosher. V'lo'yaseh ben akeva, it can't be an akeva. But in any case, it's going on the carbon pesach, which comes from all types of, right? Hatzayin means all types of tzayin. That's only the carbon pesach. So once again, an unneeded leftover carbon pesach, which was sourced from all types of tzayin, will now turn into a shlam. Mask of Thor Rav Chana Bagdasa from Baghdad. He had a question. Umimotas Amris. Can you really tell me, Dechi, Ksiv Hai, that this pasuk is speaking about B'moisar Pesach Ksiv on a leftover carbon pesach? Take a look at the psukim further down. The pasuk there says, Im Kesef, if it's going to be a sheep. Im eis, if it's a goat. Why does the Torah have to stipulate that whatever this carbon that we're speaking of is coming from kesef or eis? If it's a carbon pesach, it's obvious. Look in Parshas Boy over there by carbon pesach, where it says clearly that it comes from the kesef and the eis. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself if in fact it's simply going back to carbon pesach? Mechlal delav b'maisar pesach siva. Apparently we're not speaking about a pesach or its leftovers. Rather, we're speaking about a shlamim. There is no shlamim, not leftover carbon pesach. In which case, the Torah has to tell you. What is a shlamim? Well, let me tell you. It can be a kesef, it can be an eis, something which you don't know yet. So how can you tell me it's going on the pesach? Says the Gemara, no, it is going on the carbon pesach. Why all this, you know, articulation? There is a special lessons embedded therein. Oh, this delineation of him keve sev him eiz mibaylik the sani is needed for halachis, as per the following price. Why does the Torah have to say keves? L'rabbi says a pesach la'alya, to tell you. Just like the alya, the tail area of a shlamim, is brought on the mizbeach, so too the carbon pesach, if it's brought from a keves, then it has that aloha as well. So again, why does it have to stipulate kesef and eis? Once it already says, pasuk says, if it's going to be a goat. Apparently, when it said sign earlier, it covers sheep. So why does it have to stipulate sheep to add the tail for the carbon pesach? K'shoim im kesef. The extra word im? Oh, the rabbi's pesach she'ibra shnasa. This alludes to a Pesach, who's past age, over age. It's already a year old, unsuitable for a carbon Pesach. And the Torah is telling you, this sort of expired, it's another form of an expired carbon Pesach. Reverse into a Shlamim. What else? V'shlamim habayim machmas Pesach. Likewise, a carbon Shlamim, which they brought on the 14th day of Nisan, together with the carbon Pesach, the Chagiga. It too is considered part of the Shlamim family, l'chol mitzvah Shlamim. It's covered by all the laws of the Shlamim, i.e., she'atinu smicha, they require smicha where you lean on the curb, just like a shlamim. Unasachem and anasachem, nimchaschot v'shoik, you wave the different parts of the animal, like a shlamim. So whether it's an original shlamim, whether it's a shlamim that comes on Yudal b'Nisan, called chagiga, whether it's an expired Pesach, right? All are now part of the shlamim family. K'shoim eim eis, the pasuk continues, eim eis, oh, if it's a goat, hifsek inin, that creates that distinction, that gap, that separation between itself and the previous discussion of the keves, to tell you the aliyah requirement, the burning of the tail area on the mizbeach, that is specific to a keves, not an eis, not a goat. Limid, to tell you, ala eis, a goat, she'ena tuna aliyah, there's no requirement to burn the aliyah on the mizbeach. Now, interestingly, we just discovered a new source for Maisar Pesach, for the leftover carbon Pesach, the expired carbon Pesach. Don't we already have a source for that? From Avod Shmuel yesterday. V'amacha nafka, this halacha is learned from here? Where's Avod Shmuel nafka? Shmuel's father gave us a source for the leftover carbon Pesach turning into a shlamim. Right? The Amar Avod Shmuel, he told us yesterday, based on the pasuk of Im, and Atzoin, Karbonim, Lezav HaShlamim, we learned from there. A carbon Pesach, which is no longer needed, which was sourced from Tzoin, Zavar Abam and Atzoin is coming from Tzoin, unneeded, leftover, Yehele Zav HaShlam. What do you do with it? Turn to HaShlamim. Makati, guess what? Furthermore, we have a third source for the same concept. Midir Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Avo Nafka. We learn from there. The Omar he told us back on Av Zayin. Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Avo Minayin, Lemoisa Pesach Shkar Rav Shlamim. Sounds familiar. How do we know leftover carbon Pesach turns to HaShlamim? Yet another source, a third pasuk. Shnama Vazavachta Pesach Hashem Lekeach Tzoyin Ubakar. Pesach will be brought as Tzoyin and Bakar. Bakar is a heavy animal. V'aloi ein Pesach ba hel min akvas min izim. We know that Pesach only comes from kvasim and izim. Light animals, not Bakar. What does the Pesach mean when it says Pesach from Bakar? Oh, leftover carbon Pesach will now be reinvented into a shlamim, which typically can come from any type of animal. That's what the pasuk means. Elamikan, rather, we learn from here, lemaisra pesach, leftover carbon pesach, sheilodavar, which will now be directed into something else, a shlamim, which typically can come from light or heavy animals. Lodavar abam and atzoyin umanabok. Umani, what is that? Magic animal? What is that magic carbon? Shlamim? Elatlasa kroik sivi. Says the Gemara, you're right. We have three separate psukim, three separate sources, covering three variations of unneeded or leftover carbon pesachs, as follows. Chad, one pasig, li'ibra zmanai, for a pesach who's past, you know, time, a week after Pesach. Vi'ibra shnasai, furthermore, it's overage, double deficiency, to tell you that it turned into shlam. V'chad, the next pasig, li'ibra zmanai, v'loi shnasai, carbon pesach who's past, you know, Pesach, but hasn't yet been, you know, hasn't passed its first birthday. So it's still technically suitable. In fact, it could be used for Pesach Sheni, right? V'chad, the third pasuk, is for a case of l'loyibrozman, l'loyishnosei. Nothing has passed. Not the Erev Pesach, and not its first birthday. Let's say it's a week before Pesach. He decides he doesn't need it. And all these, they turn into Hashlam. Utsrichi. We need a pasuk to address all three scenarios and tell you that it turns into a shlamim. Why? Because of Rahman Achad. If only one pasuk, Havamina would say, assumingly, it refers to the most, you know, unsuitable of the three. Heichad Ibrish Nasa Uzmani, where it's missing its man, it's missing its age. Deidchei mi Pesach Legamri, in which case it's totally thrown off from the Pesach. It's unsuitable completely for many reasons. So there, yeah, it turns into a shlamim. But if it's not really so unsuitable, it's not so deficient, aval ibras man evolosh nasi, well, let's say it's past time, but it's not past its birthday. The chazal pesach sheni can still be used for pesach sheni as a makeup carbon pesach. Emolay, perhaps in that case, it doesn't turn into a shlamim. Because Rahman and Tarti, now if the pasuk would say it twice to cover the previous two scenarios, still I would say, yeah, mishum de itchilu b'milsai, because after all, they sort of lost their opportunities. They missed their boat. So now, it gets converted. Aval heichad le'ovar le'zman le'shnasa, but in the third case, where it's not yet past time or age, meaning it's still perfectly suitable for Karban Pesach, it's before the Karban Pesach time, the chazir of Pesach is still suitable to be used as a regular carbon Pesach, emily, perhaps in this case. Even though it's extra, he doesn't need it, perhaps emily, you can't convert into shlama at this early point. Srichi, that's why we have all three psukim. In all three scenarios, all three variations of uneated or leftover carbon Pesachs, halacha is, they turn into ashlam. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav. Mishmei Rav quoted a chacham by the name of Mavak. Mishmei de Mavak. So this halacha relates back to a chatas. As we know, in contrast to other karbonis, where even shaloi l'shma is still kosher, by a chatas, it's totally pasul. So if you took the chatas and had in mind an oila, he had in mind a shlamim, it disqualifies his carbon chatas. But if he took one type of chatas and he had in mind, well, I'm doing it for the sake of a different type of chatas. Suppose this chatas was meant to address a sin for eating, chalev. And the other chatas that he has in mind is meant to address the sin of eating blood. We learned this back on the Daf Dalet, I believe, that Daf Gimel, that it wouldn't disqualify the chatas, because after all, it wasn't really as much of a switch. He didn't really relabel the chatas. It's still, a similar type of chatas. It's still similar enough to the current carbon, in which case it's not considered a mislabeling of the carbon. But if he had in mind an oila, that's a relabeling to a totally different type of carbon. Let's consider shlo lishma and pasul. Here comes an interesting case. Let's say he had in mind the chatas that Nachshon ben Aminadav brought, when they inaugurated the Mishkan back in the Midbar. So it was for the Chanukas Habayis. It wasn't really addressing any sin. It was just sort of a gift type of chatas. So it was technically called a chatas, but it was more of a gift type. He had that in mind. Interesting question. So this is a chatas. Instead of having in mind this chatas, he has in mind a different chatas, which is technically called chatas, but it's not functioning as a chatas. It's functioning more like a gift, like an oila, than a chatas. So this current chatas here, what happens to it? Is it considered mislabeled or not? Is it considered okay because, after all, the other carbon that I had in mind was also a chatas like this one, or do we say that it's, for all practical purposes, that chatas is really an oila? It's meant as a gift, in which case it's like you had in mind the carbon oila, which disqualifies this carbon chatas. Chatas, sheshchata l'shem chatas nachshon. He took a chatas. He did the shchita having in mind the chatas of nachshon. Technically a chatas, but essentially an oila. Kshera, it's still okay. The Amakor, the pasuk says, zoyz Torah sa'chatas. Torah means, this is the rule, general rule. It's all one big category. All karbonos chatos. Torah achas l'chol chatos. All karbonos chatos are considered one and the same. In which case, it's okay. It's close enough. It's in the family. Yosef Rava, the ka'amar lo l'hashmad. Rava is sitting over the halacha that Rav just told us. That zoyis Torah sachat chatos. Bundles it all together. It's all one happy family. We have a kasha from a similar halacha by a mincha, flour, oil offering, where there was a switch, Shini Hashem, and there we don't seem to work with this idea of Torah, that Torah bundles it all together, making it into one happy family. Eisvei, Rav Misharshi, he had a question, L'Rav. Rav Shimon Aymer, call him Menachos. In contrast to an animal carbon whose name was switched, where we say that the animal carbon is kosher, but it can't really count for its owner, right? He doesn't get credited for the carbon. He hasn't fulfilled his obligation by a mincha which was switched. So let's say he did the kmitza, like he scooped, right? Which is corresponding to the act of shechita by an animal carbon, which is meant to separate the blood, which is meant for the mizbech, from the rest of the carbon. The kmitza as well separates the portion which goes in the mizbech, so it's a corresponding act of the shechita, he had a mind shaloi lishma. He took one type of mincha, let's say more of a dry type of mincha without oil, and he had a mind one with oil. He's doing it as though it's the other one. Or sometimes you have a mincha which is deep fried, which is called marcheshes. You have the machvas, the one that's fried on a more baked on a more flat pan, which is going to be more thicker and less oily. So he switched. He did this one having the other one in mind. Kol ha-menacha is shenikma tu shalei l'shman k'sheris, it's okay. Not only that, v'olu l'balam l'shum chayv, even counts. The owner gets credited for it. Why, says Reb Shimon? Why is this different than the animal karbonos where we say that the owner doesn't get credit for he switched carbon? L'fi she'ein ha-menacha is doyma is l'zvachem. You can't compare a mincha to an animal carbon. Why? Shakayim et machmas. If he does a kmitza on a ordinary, a standard fried mincha, a machmas mincha, which is thicker and more shallow, right, more less oily, l'shem archeshes, he has a mind, the deep fried mincha. It's futile. Everybody sees what he's doing. It's pretty clear. Look at the material. It's clearly a machmas, not a archeshes. Maaseh meichichen aleh adiyah. The actual material and the way it's processed indicates upon itself what it is. It's pretty obvious what it is. Shehi machmas. That certainly it's a machmas. What you're thinking in your mind or saying with your lips makes no sense. So it doesn't affect the mincha. Likewise, chareva. He scoops out a dry mincha. L'shem blula, having in mind an oily mincha. Again, it's futile. Maaseh moichichna shehi chareva. Everybody sees it's a chareva. So his mislabeling, his diversion, has no impact whatsoever. Avol b'zvachamein it came, but by a carbon, animal carbon, it's different. Whatever it is, a chatas, oil, shlam, they look the same, more or less. The shchita is the same by this one, that one, the other one. So you can't really tell them apart. And therefore, what he's thinking, what he's saying, makes an impact. Shchita achas l'kulam, same shchita for all the karbonos. Kabbalah achas l'kulam, zrika achas l'kulam. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, mislabeling a mincha has no impact. End of halacha. Now let's analyze this halacha. Tama. The only reason why he's safe is because of this idea that the actual material indicates its very nature. The maaseh mechichen. But without that fact, ha'in maaseh mechichen. If you wouldn't have that saving grace, lai, you wouldn't allow the mincha to pass because it was mislabeled. Am I? Who cares? Lema, we still have that pasuk. It's all one big happy family. Zois Torahs, right? Zois Torahs haMincha. We should learn Torah achas l'kol menachas. All menachas are pretty much under the same umbrella, part of the same family. There's no mislabeling going on. If what you're saying, in fact, is true regarding echatas, which was switched. Eloi itmachi itma. Rather, let's backtrack. You're right. You're right. The halacha was said, it was said like this. Amar Rav, Mishmei de Mavaik. Chatos, instead of speaking about mislabeling the carbon, what happened was, it was a chatos. Sheshchata, where the shechita was done, Amunas, Sheshchaper bo nachshoin. He had a mind that instead of the owner getting kapara, nachshoin, ben aminadav will have kapara from it. Does it constitute a redesignation? Which disqualifies the carbon. No, k'shera, it's fully fine. In kapar l'mesim, nachshina, passed away long ago. So the concept of atonement doesn't apply to him. And therefore, he's not an interfering factor. But l'me meis bama, why doesn't he just say, if you had in mind, the person that passed away, why specifically mention nachshin by name, what's the significance? How come Ashman, he's coming to inform us how this works. Time of the meis. The only reason why it was safe is because Nachshon had already passed away, so he's not relevant to our equation. He's not an interfering or threatening factor. Hochai, but should he have an alive person in mind? I want that person to have kapara. Dumi de Nachshon, and that person is obligated to bring a carbon, some sort of carbon chatos. even though not a standard Korban Chatas like this one is. But he's a fellow who's supposed to be bringing a Chatas. Now, let's just stop for a second. We're now switching to something called Shini Baalim. Instead of switching the actual label of the Korban, the Kohen is misdesignating the Korban's owner, misidentifying the owner. Now, the Halacha in that regard is like this. If the other fellow that he had in mind is a person who's chayv to bring a chatas, so he's a potential chatas owner, so he has to be reckoned with. And having him in mind is considered a diversion. Instead of having the rightful owner, Reuven, in mind, you're having Shimon in mind, and Shimon is a potential chatas owner. But if Shimon is not a potential chatas owner, he did nothing wrong. At most, he's chayv to bring an oila, let's say. So he's not relevant to our story. He's not a player. He's not a factor in this equation. He's not even a potential owner of this carbon. So therefore, having him in mind causes no harm. Okay, so that's the sort of introduction to this, you know, discussion. But we're talking about somebody in between. A fellow, he has in mind a fellow who's chayv to bring not a standard chatas to address a sin. He's chayv to bring a chatas like Nachshon ben Amminadav did, as part of the Chanukah's Habayis, a Mishkan process, or in today's terminology, would be like a Nazir. We don't have Chanukah's Mishkan, but let's say he's a Nazir. He's a Metzora, who's required to bring a Chatas, but not to atone, you know, for a sin like eating Chalav. It's part of his purification process. So technically it's a Chatas, but essentially, functionally, it's not really functioning as a Chatas. What if you have him in mind as the alleged owner to this carbon? What happens there? Says the Gemara, Ho Chai. But if he has a mind, a living person, Dumi the Nachshon, whose status is similar to Nachshon, Psula then is considered a diversion. It's as though you diverted to the new owner. Umayinu, what's the example that you're talking about? Chatas Nozer, Chatas Mitzera. Fellow who's a Nozer is a Mitzera, obligated to bring a chatas as part of his package, purification process. So he's considered a competing entity because he's chayv to bring a chatas. Having him in mind, it's called Shini Baalim, switching the owner. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Hani oilos ninu? For practical purposes. These are oilos, these are gifts. So basically, you had in mind the person who's chayv an oilo, it's not an interfering factor with this current chatas owner, it's not considered a diversion. Okay, scratch that. Ella yitmachi itman. Rather, the halacha was said like this. Amar Rav, mishmei demavet, chatos sheshchoto al mishem muchiv chatos kenachshon ksheira. Right, just the opposite. Exactly as you said. If I took this chatos, instead of having in mind Reuven, the owner, had in mind Shimon, who's chayv to bring a semi-chatos. A nazir, a metzora, like Nachshon, that type of thing. It's okay, because he's not really Chatas Nachshon Oyla, because the Chatas the Nachshon brought essentially is an Oyla, and therefore the owner of that carbon is not an interfering factor with the current Chatas owner. Ikud Amar, there's another version, Amar Rav, Mishmei Demavari. We go back to mislabeling the carbon itself. Chatas, Sheshchot L'Hashem, Chatas Nachshon Psula. He takes his Chatas, he does a Shechita, intending it to be a Chatas Nachshon, it's possible. Why? Because it's as though he did a chatas for oila, which is a mislabeling of the carbon. Chatas nachshon essentially is an oila, and therefore he mislabeled the carbon from a chatas to an oila. V'leim mechatas nozer v'chatas mitzora. Now, why does he have to go all the way to nachshon, way back in the midbar? He could have cited an example closer to home, which is relevant today, every day. He took this chatas, did the shechita for the sake of chatas nozer, chatas mitzora, which essentially are oilas and considered mislabeling of the carbon. Ikur chatas nokat. He chose to go back to the original, way back. First time in history where we have a private chatas. So he cited that as an example, but you're right. It can apply to chatas nazar, chatas matur as well. Amar Rav. Chatas chelav sheshchot l'shem chatas dam. Shem chatas amayit kechavim. So he takes a chatas, which was meant to atone for chelav, which is a kares violation if done intentionally. And he has a mind, no, this is for a chatas for dam, for eating blood, or chatas for worshiping Gavei Dezora. It's okay, kshera. It's not really considered mislabeling because they're all pretty much the same type. But the Shem chatas nozer, Shem chatas mitzora, psula. He has in mind those coverns, it's considered a mislabeling. Hani oilas ninu. These are technically oilas. So chatas l'shem oyla is possible. But Yerubah, what about the next shayla? Chatas chelav. So he had a standard conventionally chatas. And he had in mind, sheshach l'shem chatas, he had in mind a carbon that one would bring if he violates the purity of the Beis HaMikdash, or eats carbonates when he's impure. So there, if done intentionally, there's kares. But unintentionally, there's a different type of carbon. It's not a standard fixed chatas. It's a fluctuating, flexible chatas, depending on the level of his, you know, affordability. If he could bring an animal, or birds, or mincha. So in some ways, it's similar to regular chatas. So diverting to there, perhaps, is not considered diversion. So you had in mind, l'shem chatas, the tumas miglish kadosh. Ma, what's the status? What's the halacha now? Mi amina, shall we say? They're both similar enough. Karis kamaisa. In both options, in the chatas chelev and in the chatas of the tumas miglish kadosh, there's a karis element. So in that way, they're similar. So it's not considered relabeling. Idumo, or you can say, in kavo kamaisa. In a way, it's different because, in contrast to the conventional fixed chatas, that was a fluctuating one. So it's considered a diversion. Okay, there's a gersa which adds the word teku. Teku means let it stand. The Rebbe in the Cheder used to say teku stands for tishbi, aliyoa tishbi, aliyoa navi, yitaretz kushyis va'abayis, tough yud kufav. But literally, teku just means to stand. Let it stand, unresolved until further notice. They say in Yiddish, you don't die from akasha. From akasha, start finished. Okay, so that was Rava's presentation. Rav's presentation. Rav Acha by the Rava Masna Kulupsula. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, had a different version. He says, anytime you take a chatas and relabel it, even to another chatas, which is very similar to this one, it's possible. My time, you know why? V'shachat oisa l'chatas. Oisa means l'shem oisa chatas. You have to have that specific type of chatas in mind. No exchanges, no imitations, no diversions. He's very machmir. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Acha by the Rav, Rashi asked him, you know, recall we just had a question posed by Rava. He took a chatas, and he had in mind a carbon oil of a yerid. Is it okay or not? Now, according to you, there's no basis or even room for such a question, because you hold that any type of diversion by chatas is possible. Baya the Rava, so Rava's question, heichi mas nisula, how do you express the question? What does it pertain to? It's a non-starter, because forget about carbon oil of a yerd, is it different, is it the same? Even something which is exactly the same, identical, would be possible. Omalei, he says, you're right. If he takes a chatas, and does shle lishma in any way is possible. Rava's question pertained to shini balim, having in mind different owner. And the question was, an owner of a carbon oil of a yerd, is he similar enough to owner of a carbon chatas? In which case, he's a player, and consider a diversion or not? That was the question. Amalei anan b'shini balim masninla. We had this question regarding switching owners. V'och masninla, we learned it like this. Amar Rava. So Rava starts. Chatas chelev, sheshchoto al mishe mechuyav chatas tam. V'chatas avetz yechavim. Suppose he takes a regular standard, classic chatas, meant for chelev, which was owned by Reuven. He had in mind Shimon, who's chai to bring a chatas dam or chatas of a dezora. He's a player. He's in the equation. Psula. That is a diversion, and it's possible. However, if Shimon, the other fellow, is not really mechiv, a regular chatas. Rather, he brings like sort of a semi-chat, the chatas that the Nazir brings, which are technically like an oila. He's not a chatas owner. He's not a player. Al mishem mechiv chatas nozer, chatas metzer, ksheir, it's okay. On this comes the next question. What if he's chayav to bring oil of a yard? Is he considered close enough or not? Is he considered close enough to harm or not? Ubayan lahach, the question was like this. Boy Rav posed the question. Chatas chelev. He has a chatas chelev, which is owned by Reuven. And sheshchata al mishem mechiv chatas de tumas midrash kadosh. He has a man Shimon, who's meant to bring a chatas upon entering the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah. So his situation, his status, close enough, but also far. Far enough. Because on the one hand, Mao, what would you say? Mi amin shall say karis kamaisa. What he's supposed to bring upon his sin is coming on account of a sin which has a karis element, just like the chatos chelev, which is coming to account for a sin which has a karis element. So in a way, he's in the same family, and therefore, he's a competing entity. It's considered diversion, considered switching owners. Or you do more. You could say, no, he's light years away. Ain't kamo kamaisa. carbon is a fluctuating, it's not a fixed carbon like this one here, and therefore he's not in the equation, take it, we let it stand. Okay, so in summation, let's just recap this last piece. He had a chatas. He did shalei lishma, and what did he have in mind? So we have two categories, either shini kodesh, he switched the actual carbon itself, or shini bailam, the wrong owner. So we're going to shini kodesh. If you had in mind, echatas dam, echatas avedazora, according to Rav, close enough, it's okay. According to Rav Achabed Rava, any diversion is possible. If he has in mind chatas nachshin, chatas nazir, chatas metzora, these are technically like an oila, that's considered shini Hashem and it's possible. If he has in mind chatas oila v'yerit, that's sort of close, but not so close, because it has the color similarity, but otherwise not, and that's a question mark. Regarding switching owners, again, if he had in mind a person who's chayiv to bring a chatas dam and chatas avedazara, which are, strikingly similar to the chatas chaylev and all its components, that's considered switching owners, and it's possible. If the other fellow is chayiv to bring a chatas nachshe, nazir, and metzera, he's in a different on a different wavelength, and therefore it's not considered a diversion. If he's a chayiv to bring a chatas oil v'yerid, we left it off with a question. Take all the best to you, and atzlacha.